Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Yeah.
Hope everyone's doing good.
I hope everyone's doing fine because I'm not.
Long week. I don't even want to like talk about it too much. It's just like back in New York. We're back in the studio. We've been in the office for 2 hours. We thought we were going to record in the new studio. Noah doesn't like the way the cameras look, so we're back in the other studio.
It's been a frustrating 2 hours, I'm not going to lie. But we are back in New York. We came home
Friday.
We'll
get back in there eventually.
Yeah, we will get in that studio. Well, we were going to unveil the studio today, let's be honest. We were going to unveil it today. That was the plan. We went in the studio. We sat down.
Plans failed.
The cameras. Plans failed. Not going to happen. We'll see you. We'll see
We'll try again next week, maybe. I don't know.
Studio
don't
on
even
Wednesday.
Put a date on it.
I'm not even putting a date on it.
I'm in that place now where it's like, no. I was going to say it may never happen, but it will. But just like.
Why would you even say that?
Because I'm so down.
I also would
Let's
feel like
forward.
Such
Let's
a.
Be happy.
Like, I also like would feel like such a brat, too, if for the people who built that room and for us to be like, we're not even going to record it there.
We will record in there. That's not going to happen. That's our studio now. We're going to record in there. Noah just needs to figure
out the camera angles,
which is fine. We're going to get
there. We're going to make it work. We're just not there yet.
It's all going to be okay. We're not there yet. It's been a frustrating 2 hours, but we're here. We are back from LA.
Yeah.
On Thursday when we recorded the podcast,
yeah,
I was like, oh, you know, last night in LA tonight.
Going
Who
out
knows?
To dinner.
Going out
gonna
to dinner.
Have fun.
Who knows? We will have a crazy night. That we did. Indeed.
Crazy night ensued.
Fran and I know how to end a trip. That's what
we
realize.
We always go out very well. Like, we always go out with a bang. Like, it's a great trip.
We go out hard. The last night is always, like, hits harder
it's not
than
smart.
The entire rest of the trip.
But I just feel like we finally adjusted to the time and we were ready to go. And it's just, like, we went out to dinner. We met new people. We had a great time.
Yes, we did. And I consumed shrooms.
Yep.
And did not sleep the entire night and went right onto an airplane. And let me tell you, I was struggling.
Yeah. I did not. I did not.
Fran did not.
Rooms, which is why if you saw the video on her Instagram of me kicking her out of my hotel room at 3:30 in the morning.
Fran said
like,
to me.
I was like, either get under the covers and go to sleep or get out of here.
I knew there was no way I would fall asleep, so I couldn't get under the covers, and she was just like, you have to leave. And
I gotta go to bed.
I didn't want to be alone. I was just up and at it, you know? That sounds like...
I just couldn't keep talking to you, no offense.
I just couldn't shut up. Could not shut up.
Needed to go to sleep, and you were just a struggle city the whole time on the plane. At one point, we're sitting next to each other, and she's like in and out of sleep. She's got the blanket over her head. She does have the blanket over her head. She's just like... At one point, you were typing ferociously on your phone. Like, I was like, are you okay? I woke up from a nap. I look over. You're looking at me like someone in your family just died. And you're like, I have my flask of water, my hydro flask of water next to me. And you just look at me. Can I please have a sip of your water? I was like, yeah, you freak. Just, it's literally in my chair next to me. Just pick it up and have a sip. It was.
If I was.
Or hit the call button so the flight attendant could bring you water.
If I was in any other state of mind, I would have just took your water and drank it.
Yeah.
I was severely struggling and I have been severely disoriented ever since that night. Like, I think I'm changed forever. I don't know. I mean, this sounds like when someone says they stay up all night, like I put up a picture and I was like, oh, beginning of the night versus 12 hours later, people are like, oh, Coke. Like, I don't do Coke. I'm not a Coke person. It was strictly shrooms and there's nothing worse than when you end up with somebody who didn't do shrooms and you're on shrooms at the end of the night and that person is like, get out of my room. Get out of my room. I locked myself out of my room in the hotel robe and my slippers. The people were laughing at me in the hotel. It was like 5 a.m. I didn't go to sleep. It's a whole mess.
Let me tell you, I immediately fell asleep as soon as you left.
I couldn't walk out your door, remember?
Yeah,
I just couldn't shut it. I started singing It's Over by the Cheetah Girls. It's
really,
over.
I could not deal.
I feel so alone.
Could not deal.
It was a good time,
Thank God for spicy margaritas.
Yeah, Fran was downing some spicy margs to deal with my shroomness.
Yeah.
And other people. Like, I didn't do shrooms alone.
No. We were with a group of people and had a great time.
So much fun.
You know who you are.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you know who you are, and we love you so much.
Yeah.
We are forever bonded with these people, and I'm going to miss them.
Rhea's going to start to cry.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
We left this group, and Rhea was like, I am so sad to be leaving you guys.
I really was. I feel like we made friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, I was on shrooms, so that might have affected that
100%.
Either way, it was, you know, a great trip all in all. We go out with a bang every time. It was a great time. And one day we'll be back. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We also came back to a beautiful weekend in New York. It was lovely. It just like was like, oh, the homeland.
I didn't see the outside.
On the ground. Yeah, you were.
Fair. I didn't see the outside. I slept until 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
like I said, time really fucks you up.
It really does. My sleep schedule is severely fucked up.
We spent enough days in LA where we finally, like last night, actually, also, yeah, that's what happens when you stay up at 3:30 in the morning, 6 a.m. at home. You didn't sleep at all. So anytime you don't sleep at all, that's going to fuck it up.
So
and then add the time difference.
Yeah. Whole big thing. The body's adjusting to being home, but it's good to be back. We're happy to be back in the office. And of course, not in our studio. That's okay. We're going to move past that. Noah said before, he said, I'm going to have a mental breakdown this week. I said, you're not allowed to have one this week because I'm having one this week. So you can have yours next week.
You got to wait.
You have to wait your turn, Noah. Okay.
Got to wait.
He won't even speak in the mic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we need like a couple days of not seeing each other after we go on a trip, and we didn't really get that. Like we got one day, and now we're all back. Like I think Friday going to the airport, we all like traveling. We spoke maybe three words to each other the entire time.
Me and you spoke. We didn't speak to Noah.
Saying like Classic. as a group, it was just like, all right, see you guys on Sunday. He's got nothing to say.
He's been up against the mic just looking at us. It's kind of hilarious. No, he doesn't. It's okay. We don't need to talk to him.
It's me and you, babes.
I love you.
Sorry, Noah.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Okay, let's get into the topics for today's show. Hannah Berner announced that she will not be coming to Summer House. James Kennedy proposed to Raquel, some Vanderpump Rules news. Rita Ora is dating Taika Waititi, new couple. And we have a great conversation with Josie Canseco. I really can't call it an interview because it was just a lot of fun. It was all over the place.
We didn't really ask her too many questions.
No, we didn't.
We just chatted.
We're too friendly with Josie at this point to sit down and have an interview. So it was a lot of fun. She's an absolute
angel.
We played Never Have I Ever. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. So let's get into it, starting off with Hannah Berner. So I feel like this is news that everyone was waiting for. Would Hannah Berner be returning to Summer House? Is she not returning? It looks like she will not be returning to the next season of Summer House. She is not going to spend her time there this summer. Instead, she announced she will be going on tour instead.
Yeah, so I thought that this happened really quickly, but then I just thought about it. It makes a lot of sense. They're going to be recording the new season, filming the new season very soon. Like, it's the summer. It's almost the summer. So she did post an Instagram and wrote that, "This past year has been one of the most important in my life for self-reflection, love, and learning a lot of shit. I've welcomed new career ventures, challenges and obstacles, and opportunities for growth. As we climb out of the emotional trenches of 2020, I look forward to an exciting summer, but with mixed emotions, I'm announcing I won't be spending it living in the summer house. These last three summers have truly been a whirlwind, and the show has, without a doubt, changed my life, and I will forever be thankful for the platform it has provided me. Making people laugh is what brings me joy, and I am so excited to announce that I will be spending this summer touring my stand-up and telling fart jokes at comedy clubs and theaters near you. More dates and tickets to come soon, but I cannot wait to see you all in person." I know you were going to say, were you going to say that you hate fart jokes?
I hate fart jokes.
I know you hate fart. I know you do. I laugh at a good fart joke every time.
I wish I could, and I genuinely can't. Can't
I really do.
To me, it's just such low-hanging fruit to make a fart joke.
Yeah, well.
Which I get. Some people think it's funny. You know what I mean? I never have been that way, and that's okay.
Bathroom humor, not for you.
It is, never has been.
It's for a lot of people.
It is for a lot of people, though, so I get it.
Yes.
But
I don't know. I'm sad. I'm actually very sad. I feel like the show is going to be very weird without her.
I agree. I thought she was a great addition to this show. Obviously, people loved her at first. Did not have a great run this season. There were a few things that bothered me about the caption. I feel like, it's a great thing. She's going on tour. It's good for her. That's awesome. She's doing what she loves. This will let her focus on her relationship as well. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be spending in the house on camera. That's better that way if she feels that way. No thank you to the crew in the caption of Summer House. No thank you to the people at Bravo.
Look, maybe there's no love lost right now.
Maybe not. But for me, I feel like you got to throw that out there,
Yeah. Yeah. She did say she was so thankful for the opportunity.
For the platform, thankful for the platform. Thankful for the people who worked on the show. And, I don't know. Even the castmates, just to be like, we had our difficulties, but shout out to the cast. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking for things to be annoyed at. But those are things that just stood out to me that I felt like, you're leaving a show and it was bad. Why not just end it on a nice note to everybody on your
way out? Definitely. And I'm sure she'll talk about it on her podcast too. I bet she'll get into more detail of the whole thing. Because on Instagram, there's a pretty long caption. So I feel like maybe you just want to keep it on the short and... Like, she wanted to keep it not, so crazy long. She can get into it more on her show. And also, I'm sure she's going to keep doing Giggly Squad with Paige. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. We'll definitely miss them. Paige and Hannah on the show have always been so great. And they've always had that, just best friends dynamic duo, which is so needed on a show like that. So it's just going to be weird. And it makes me think, what kind of people are going to come in now? They're going to need other people.
I feel like she could have had a redemption storyline. But at the end of the day,
I really wanted that too.
If she's not feeling comfortable doing that, it is what it is. I also think Dez wouldn't want to live in the summer house.
Yeah.
And they just got engaged.
Yeah.
Do you think that Bravo didn't ask for her to come back, or do you think she left?
I don't know. That always changes for me. There's some people and there's some housewives or some Bravo characters that I'm always like, oh God, they definitely got asked to leave. it's possible, but I just feel like that wasn't, I don't know. I don't think that was the case here. 'Cause I do think that they got so much good drama, quote unquote, good drama from Hannah this past season. And they always want someone who might not be getting along with everyone in the house. When they go into filming, I can't imagine they're excited about everybody getting along.
Exactly.
So I just think that they would want her still.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with Paige. Obviously, she's her own person. She's hilarious. She's amazing. Yeah. And her and Amanda are really close. So it will be interesting to see who comes in, what kind of friendships are made.
Yeah.
Will they just keep it this group? Is Luke coming back? There is so many unanswered questions.
More girls, another guy.
They're going to need more girls. They're going to bring in more guys.
I
think they need more guys, and I think they need people who are actually friends with those people.
Right.
Which I think they're going to make happen this time around.
I'm sure they can find some acquaintances of some sort. I also think that there were some other people on Winter House that have not been on Southern Charm or Summer House that were friends of those people.
Yep.
So I could see potentially someone from Winter House that we haven't met yet be on this season of Summer House, because obviously we'll get Winter House before we get Summer House. So it's we'll meet them on Winter House, and then it'll be oh, they made this connection on Winter House, and then they're going to also film Summer House.
That's a good call. I think that could definitely happen.
There was some very hot male model that was a part of Winterhouse that I am forgetting his name, but we've never seen him before, so just toss him on Summerhouse too.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch Winterhouse whenever that comes out. Yeah. I mean, I hope it's sometime soon, even though they fucking brushed that all under the rug and act like they never put a teaser out, and it was extremely weird.
That was one of the weirdest teasers that Bravo's ever put out.
So weird. It like abruptly ended. It seemed like they didn't even mean to
black.
They didn't even mean to air it. It was very strange.
It did seem like a mistake.
Definitely seemed like a mistake. I feel like nobody from the cast even promoted it. So, listen, it's sad. Obviously, you don't want to see someone go out the way that Hannah's going out. But I think that...
It's a new chapter for her.
New chapter, career move is a good thing for her. She, you know, she wants to be doing stand-up. She wants to be doing the podcast. She doesn't want to be on the reality show anymore. And
it'll
be
healthy for her relationship, I think, too, because... It would especially be hard coming on to this next season engaged and not only having to like redeem herself from last season, but then also have to like have Des be a part of all of that as well. So it's an added pressure of trying to keep the connections or keep friendships or try and save friendships, but then also like be worried about another person also. So it does, like we said, it makes sense. It's sad. We wish she wasn't going, but, you know, I feel like it's definitely the best move for her.
Definitely. Let me tell you, it would not have been good for Des to be in that house with them.
No, I don't think
at all.
Yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Quick little Vanderpump Rules news. It looks like James Kennedy and Raquel have taken the next step in their relationship. They're engaged. You know what? Good for them.
I know. It's funny because we've been joking so much, right? Like, what are they going to have happen on Vanderpump Rules? There's babies. Like, where's the drama? We know that they've started filming. We've seen pictures of Lisa filming a TomTom. TomTom has opened back up, thank God. And now we know that they took a little trip, fake Coachella trip, and he proposed to Raquel. So that's the, I forget what episode I said it, but a while back I was like, oh yeah, and you know, and there's Raquel and James. They're also on the show, you know? So this is something. They're engaged. They're moving onto another part of their life. People definitely doubted them from the beginning, but they've been together for a pretty long time. And I also got to say big props to Sheena. Like Sheena, one of the hardest working reality stars. She gave birth 3 weeks ago and she's just full blown back filming this show. Like she was on this cast trip. She's there during the proposal. I'm sure they were all there because I'm sure they're all filming, but
crazy.
Yeah.
But honestly, good for these two.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about it besides the fact who knows where this will go in the future.
Yeah.
But as for right now, if that's the step they want to take, then good. Good, I guess. I mean, we haven't heard anything crazy about James lately.
No.
I'm sure we'll see on the show how things have unraveled, what has been going on with his life. But I feel like we always used to hear things about James Kennedy acting like a menace to society.
Yeah.
And it seems like...
It's been quiet for James.
Yeah, it's been quiet for James. And maybe him and Raquel are in a good place. And it seems that way if he's proposing. I don't think someone would propose if they were in a bad place. So congrats to them. At least we'll get something on Vanderpump Rules this season. Some sort of engagement.
Yeah. Wedding plan. That's like a go-to, right? When in doubt, just let's get some wedding planning on a season. That always gets the people going.
For sure. Oh, there's drama with the wedding planning. James doesn't want to be involved. Raquel's asking James too many questions.
Who's going to be bridesmaids?
Oh,
who's not going to be? Who's going to be invited?
James
who's not
doesn't
gonna
know
be invited.
If he wants to get married anymore.
Yeah.
Ah, he's getting nervous. And then the finale is Raquel walking down the aisle.
Yeah. Something good.
Something along those
lines. They'll cook up
something. We just wrote the season.
Yeah, they'll cook up something good for us. Because who, and You can take this with a grain of salt. Who knows if this is true or not, but I know that Jax recently did an interview saying where he felt like the last season of Vanderpump Rules was getting too scripted, and that's why he and Brittany left the show.
Sure.
Which is another one of those situations where it's like, did you leave? Were you asked to leave? Was this your own choice? I don't know. I can't imagine Jax like turning down a paycheck, right? But I also, having babies changes your whole life. Like, they could have had this baby and been like, we don't want to be on this show anymore. You don't know. But I think saying like, it got too scripted is like, okay.
Yeah, you don't know for sure, but I personally believe they were not asked back.
Yeah.
Because
this is what I'm saying about Hannah. It's just our own opinion. Like, it's our own opinions about the cast member. Like, it's like, you know, we're like,
well, oh. I mean, part of me believes that Hannah may have not been asked back.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure. We keep saying we don't know. I think that maybe because the other people have been on Summer House longer, if they really didn't want her in the house, maybe they have more of a say because they've been on longer. And even though that's, you know, fucked up, at the same time, like, when people have worked at a place for longer than others, they have more of a say. And so I don't know for sure. I also think it could very well be that she is over this and wants to focus on her relationship. And so the same thing with Jax and Brittany. Do I think Jax and Brittany were not asked back? Yes. But could it be possible that they really just wanted to focus on their kids? Sure.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I, like we've talked about a bajillion times, it's watching it and not seeing them with their actual friends or with these, you know, we see all these pictures on Instagram of all of them together with the babies and whatnot, and just not seeing that on the show is bizarre. But we're going to get all these new storylines, it feels like. Just makes sense that they would have a bigger focus on James and Raquel. We got some pictures of Rita Ora hanging out with Taika Waititi. If you don't know, he's a director. He did Jojo Rabbit. He's done Thor, Ragnarok, great movie. And he's a great director. He's very, very, he seems very, very funny, very, very cool. And so we see these pictures of them kind of cozied up. Looks like they're in Australia. And it's just such a random pairing that I love it so much. It's just, you throw some celebrity names in a hat just from all fields, shake it up, pick two names out, Rita Ora and Taika Waititi.
Yeah, when we were going through the topics to figure out what we were going to talk about, this came up. And I was like, you know, maybe we could touch on it, maybe not. Fran was like, let's please talk about it. Just because I want to state the fact that I love this couple, even though they're the most random pairing that you can find.
Absolutely. And what's also great is I just feel like Rita Ora has had some of the most random but, like, awesome boyfriends ever. Like, if you've never dabbled into looking at Rita Ora's dating history, I highly recommend. It's very fascinating. Like, there's directors, actors, musicians. And she dated Calvin Harris. She dated Rob Kardashian.
Like, oh my God, I forgot about James, Rob Kardashian.
James Arthur she apparently dated. Also, like, sometimes when you Google things, it's just like bullshit, right? Like, this Google's telling me she's dated Brooklyn Beckham. When? Brooklyn Beckham's 21 years old.
There's like, no way that Rita Ora dated Brooklyn Beckham, or else that would be highly
Justin
illegal.
Justin Bieber's on here. Wiz Khalifa, A$AP Rocky, Bruno Mars, Cara Delevingne. Like, I'm like, this, I don't think this is right. There's an atrocious amount of people on here that I'm like, that's definitely not true at all. But I think Calvin Harris was probably one of the biggest high-profile ones. Rob Kardashian, too, yeah.
Wiz Khalifa.
But I don't know. There's something about Rita Ora and Taika Waititi that I love because it's just, okay.
I literally have nothing to say about it besides, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much I could say about this couple besides, Good
this
for them.
This is a good conversation starter for our listeners out there. If you have any, if you're like a pop culture person, you love. Why else would you be listening to this show? But if you are bringing up, you're talking to someone, maybe they're not as clued in, but they love Marvel, or they love Jojo Rabbit, perhaps, you could be like, hey, do you know Taika Waititi's dating Rita Ora? Maybe that's it.
Yeah, you know the director
conversation
of
starter.
Yeah,
it could like, be. Hey, why, you like Ragnarok? Great movie. Marvel.
It's a great way to throw in that you know directors.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
You know at least one director's name.
Yeah, maybe like on your browsing Hinge or whatnot, and you just want to like throw out a random fun fact at a guy. Hey.
I don't think I've ever heard you say the term browsing Hinge.
Browsing Hinge.
Just threw me off guard.
People browse Hinge.
They do. Oh, I've never heard you say it before.
I was just thinking of a dating app. That was the first one that came to my mind.
Jump in and say, hey. You big Thor fan?
It's so random that they might respect it.
You're so right. That's actually a beautiful pickup line.
Yeah. Try it out. Let me know if it works.
Somebody listening must try it out.
I bet you there's tons of guys out there who have, like, loves Marvel on their dating profile.
Right. Big Marvel fan.
Yeah. Hit them with, like, hey, what's your favorite Marvel movie? 9 times out of 10, people say Ragnarok. Hey, did you know he's dating Rita Ora?
I was going to say, where do they go from there?
Because
we don't even know where we go from
exactly.
Talking about it.
Anywhere. The possibilities are endless. Talk about your favorite Rita Ora songs. Maybe talk about Rob Calvin Harris, Rob Kardashian. You have no idea.
That's the perfect way to date somebody.
Yep.
To talk about Rita Ora.
Talk about Rita Ora.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, everyone, we are here with a special guest. We're in LA, of course. We're doing the whole LA tour, and we got Josie Canseco with us. Finally.
Fucking hottie.
So hot, so beautiful. She showed up. She's so tall, supermodel, of course.
She's so tall.
Yeah. I think she said she's so tall.
No, as soon as she got out of her car, I was like, you're so fucking tall. Because
Rhea found out she's short like a month ago.
This hit you a month ago?
Yeah.
You're also not short. Let's just clear the air here. You're not short. You are
Fran.
She thinks I have short legs.
You have short legs.
I have short legs. I'm like a dachshund. I'm like my dog.
Okay, I'm number one supporter of Wiener Dog, so you're my number one supporter of Rhea. It just is how it works, you know?
You're 5'3".
Also, we're a little drunk. Short.
Yeah, whatever. It's not about me. It's about Josie. She's here, and this has been a long time coming because a little background info. Josie and I met a few years ago. She came to the office when she was dating Mike Studd, and we randomly did like an Instagram live together. It was fun. Fran, you were like sick that day. You weren't there.
I wasn't there. Maybe I was like trying to go to school. I don't know.
Probably at the time we were like still interns.
We were like trying
were you working with Barstool though?
Yeah, we were like trying to pretend to be, like we were still trying to like go to school and like graduate college. So there were days
further than I got. So.
Yeah. So there
I
were days when
dropped
like we just, I would actually go to class, and maybe that was one of those days.
I think it was probably one of those days.
Sometimes I choose to go to class. Yeah.
No, because
sometimes.
We got these internships, right? And we're like, shit, like we want to be there every day. Like we want to be around. We want people to see us. Like we want to like do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so there'd be some days when I'd be like, oh, you know, I know that this is happening in the office. I guess I'm not going to this class.
Yeah, and full transparency, we've had a couple drinks before this, so that let's just get that out in the open, everybody.
Yep. Just wanna
but
clear.
Yeah, yeah, a little. Yeah. There you go. And so we met a few years ago. We stayed in touch over Instagram, and it was always funny because we had stayed in touch. Fran had never met you, no like Instagram interaction, whatever. And I've always been like, let's get Josie
on the
show.
We've been talking about doing this together for I think.
Four years.
Now. Literally, I remember we've been trying to coordinate this forever.
The first time we made a trip to LA, I was like, okay, who are we gonna hit up? It was when our podcast first started. I was
when
like,
was this?
Let's hit up Josie. 2018.
That was the first time we came to LA?
Yeah.
Where was I then? What year are we in? 20?
Yeah, yeah.
Had, like, what day is it?
You had some work thing because you couldn't come. You couldn't do the interview. And then we went back and forth for so long. And now finally it happened, which I'm so thankful for because I was like, guys, I think it's finally happening. I think Josie's coming on the podcast. We're here. She's here.
Right. And the backstory is good too. Like, you guys, it's impressive as me, like the outsider, to be like, to meet someone and stay, like to meet someone once and then stay connected with them for years. That's hard. Like, not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah. I mean, I also just, like, I fucked with you. I thought you were really sweet. I thought you were kind. I thought there was something about you that felt trustworthy, even though you, like, have a podcast and your job is to kind of, like, put people in the hot seat.
You do, like, kind of want to tell Rhea all your secrets, and then you're
I do.
Shit.
Like, before this, prior, we sat here and spit all the tea.
For, like, an hour.
No, I should have been the podcast in the kitchen over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We talk about that all the time, like, you know, obviously we interview people and off camera they'll tell us things and whatever, and we just talk and we're like, we're trustworthy people. We are
so fucking trustworthy.
We are tight. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Because, like, the camaraderie of it, of like building with you guys personally and then on a business aspect, is like totally different. It's important to have both of those, like the connections and relationships, the way you guys like hang out with like a lot of the Bachelor people. And like,
we just want to be friends.
And also, I know,
we love making new friends, and I think a lot of people come on and they get worried about what, you know, either people will say or will say, but like, we, I'm always like on my guest side more than I am being like, okay, oh my God, well, if I post this, it's going to go crazy viral and people are going to freak out. I'm like, no, like she looked me in the eye and said like, hey, could you really not like pump that up? But I'm okay. 100%.
Like, I know a lot of people do appreciate that also. That's super important for people who like get torn to shreds.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to have that reputation of being like, ooh, like we're going to do their show and they're going to like fucking put us on blast. Like, no.
Yeah. I think that there's actually, that's kind of the world we're living in, is that people want like a gotcha moment. Right. Like, like a lot of.
Because it sells. I don't blame them.
No, I don't blame them either. You see it because headline, like, and we're the ones talking about
Mads Lewis going on fucking Call Her Daddy and being like, oh, this is what happened. Yeah. Like, talk about selling. And Jesus Christ.
Everyone wants to know what's happening. We're like, we're locked into this. Exactly. But I feel like that's where we were like, oh, we'd rather just be like friends with everyone. So I'm glad we made that connection. But I feel like that's kind of the person you are. Would you say that? You make a lot of connections with people. You have a lot of friends.
Yeah, you know everyone.
I mean, I've being raised in LA and being raised in this world, in this industry, and having parents run it, I definitely think a lot of people like took me under their wing.
Yeah.
And I've definitely kind of like met everyone because LA is like one of the smallest, biggest towns in a way.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely friends. I'm very sociable. I'm very friendly. I'm very adaptable to different environments I'm in. But I have, I can count on one hand how many people I trust and how many people I'm close with and people I like genuinely would love to spend time with, and just, or even like a girls' night. Like, for example, my best friend is Scarlett. I don't know if you guys know Scarlett, seen her on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, Brandy Melville days is a throwback, I feel like.
Flawless, stunning human being inside and out. My like soulmate, my twin flame, some might say. Genuinely. Yep. And there's like only a couple of people like that I can call over and just like have a girls' night with and just talk and just be genuine and, you know, like smoke weed or have some wine or watch a movie and like even be on our phones, but she's on the couch and I'm here and we're on our phones, but we just still enjoy each other's presence.
Isn't that the best, when you can hang out with somebody and you don't have to speak to them?
You don't even talk.
You don't even talk.
Sit on my couch.
You
just
sit on your phone.
Yeah, it's comfortable to have someone next to you.
It's not so lonely. You put on a TV show. You're both not watching the TV show or talking to each other, but you're comfortable.
Yeah,
exactly. But in LA, you can't really trust. I mean, I've learned everyone kind of has a motive, and usually it's an ulterior motive. So I just kind of learned that. I think being raised with the parents I did, I learned that quicker than most. A lot of people come in from out of town and from, you know, middle America or Europe or wherever it may be. And I just kind of learned a little quicker than most, I think.
Do you prefer LA or New York? Because I know you lived in New York for a while, and obviously you're a model, and I feel like, what do you think is better for modeling, New York or LA?
Okay, modeling-wise, 100% New York. It also depends what lane you're trying to execute properly. Like, if you want to get the high fashion, the elevated, more kind of chic fashion level of the modeling, then New York, obviously, because that's where a lot of the editorials, photographers, even Europe, going to, like, Paris, Milan, London. LA is way more commercial, and I think that if you would like to do more of the commercial side of things, than LA. But modeling in general, if you want to hit that like elevated supermodel level, like, you're not, I don't want to talk vague here, but like the supermodels are in New York.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like the supermodels who do shows.
New York and Fashion Week.
New York, exactly. The shows, the events, the ones that, you know, borderline brand you into a celebrity as in a brand.
Right.
Is New York. But living wise,
runway models.
I don't know. I love LA's home. I was raised here my whole life, and like I really, really, really love it. But there's something about New York that at first I was intimidated the shit out of me. I was like, I went to New York when I was 17, 18, and was terrified because I had no idea how to get around and trying to maneuver the subway. And my living situation at the time like wasn't incredible. So it was intimidating and it was frustrating and it was defeating at times. But once I got accustomed to the city, I was like, oh, I love it. Like I just loved something about New York. And LA is like the opposite.
Everybody's on the go in New York. I feel like if you're listening to the show, then you've heard our interviews throughout the week of people with LA, and we've kind of asked people the same questions just to get the feel, because we're East Coast people through and through. New York, New Jersey, we're on the go. The sarcasm, the humor is just, you feel like it's different than in LA.
It's way more different. It's and also the work ethic. I feel like people have a way different work ethic in New York, and it's more so like when I was living in LA and would come to New York, I'd be there for like a month or two at a time, maybe 3 months when I was younger. I was bi-coastal. And I just felt like when I was there, I was like, if I'm not doing my job, someone else is going to be doing it for me. And I have to get up and grind, and there's not really much sympathy. Like, as my agents were like, figure it out, go, get there at this time, figure it out, sit there for this many hours, do whatever you have to do. And I loved it, and I thought it built a lot of character, and I think it built a lot of work ethic, because I came from a place of like not really knowing how to work or where I wanted to work exactly. And then I found my home in modeling and built a crazy work ethic in New York City. And I feel like it builds a lot of character. New York City, like, fucking shows you who you
people
are.
You're like, well, pushing you around of. In New York. Like,
yeah, on the street, I love
nobody,
it though.
Nobody cares who you are on the streets of New York City, I feel like. People are just walking by. There's no.
And it's the weather. You sometimes, like.
The weather?
No, it's. Yeah. No, it is the weather.
You get all like, the seasons.
People in LA who are just, it's sunshine every day and they're happy. It's like, hey, sometimes. You need a little seasonal depression.
You need a little. You like need to be snowed in need, for a week. Right, sometimes like you shut the fuck up and get snowed in
to be like freezing your ass off for a few months, and you just appreciate the good stuff so much more.
100%
when you see some of the bad stuff, like when that first nice day in April or May like hits.
Sometimes in February you get like a 65 degree day.
In New York City, I kid you not, it's the best thing ever. It's orgasmic. Everyone,
it's orgasmic.
Everyone in New York City goes
down. Calm down. Like,
everyone no, I'm here for it.
City walks outside and is like, "This is the greatest day ever."
Yeah,
like, everyone I understand. Goes I relate out to and that. Tries to have like the best day ever. They're like,
everyone's day drinking.
Like, do you see how warm it is? We gotta go out. We gotta have dinner. We gotta get drinks. We gotta go to the park. Like,
so true.
You know,
it's so true. It's
you
so true.
Just have so much fun in those moments, and it. It makes up for like the months when you don't leave your house because it's so cold.
For sure.
Totally.
And did you live in like a model house? Because I feel like this is something that's talked about, but I never knew anybody who did.
Yeah. So I lived in a model apartment, but people misconstrue what the model apartment thing is. People think it's a nightlife promoter who will own an apartment, and therefore those girls are obligated to go out. That was not at all what I was doing. At all. Yeah.
Not even close. She's going to the club every night.
No, I mean, there was a phase of life where I, like, once I hit a level of success, I was like, okay, we'll celebrate a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And I, you know, I've had my moments. I go out. I love to have fun with my friends. But my work ethic hasn't changed. It's only grown. So I always prioritize work. But, yeah, so I was in a model apartment that was owned by my agency. So when I signed to Next Models and I was 17, they automatically was like, come to New York City, work, do your thing, and let's see what you got. Like, let's try you out here in the city. And I was in a model apartment that had, it was six girls, and it was three girls per room. We all stay in twin beds, and it's owned by the agency, and it's with a lot of girls who are from different countries, speaking different languages, having different work habits, eating habits. Like, for example, like when I remember coming to New York and like getting to my first model apartment, and the girl I slept next to, we all have our own like little twin beds, it's like three per room, and she would only drink tea ever. Ever. And she would have like
morning, day, night?
That's it.
Tea.
Tea. And she
black tea.
Or green tea.
Which flavor was it?
I don't know why that's really not important, I guess. But
yeah, friends, like I'm kind of
assuming it was the
tea.
One
yeah.
that had caffeine, so she could like
okay.
get
green
her day.
Yeah.
Green
yeah.
tea. Earl.
Black tea.
Earl.
Yep.
Breakfast.
Earl Grey. Yep.
Exactly.
I like tea. I don't drink coffee.
Do you have a kettle?
How do you not drink coffee?
No.
No kettle?
I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee either.
I need coffee. I'm a coffee gal. I learned. New York got me onto it.
Yeah, but this girl was a tea girl.
It's
yeah.
Back to what you were saying.
I just don't like the taste of coffee, but yeah, back to the tea.
To get off on fuck coffee. If we like coffee or not.
I love coffee. When I need it. I don't like to be dependent on anything ever. Like, yeah, so she would only drink tea. Obviously, it was more like dietary, so she could like fit the part of having the measurements, losing weight, being skinny, whatever it may be. And that sounds was just awful. Like my first, that was just my first impression of like what it took to, and she was working, she yeah. was fucking working, she was crushing it, she did her thing, and she was working successful, and I remember I had a, I'm just so like American, and like I had a bowl of Cocoa Pebbles one night, or
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, you're like,
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles are a thing.
That's a thing.
It's a thing, but it was not the thing I liked.
Oh, the chocolate fruity pebbles.
Chocolate fruity pebbles.
Yeah, no. Those are somewhat okay as well.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Josie. Trash. Josie prefers Cocoa Puffs over Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Puffs are incredible.
Yeah.
Favorite cereal?
I sneaky liked Cocoa
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Pebbles a lot.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But... did
incredible.
You see what happened? We have
no.
We have to get through the story of what you're telling.
We've
gone off.
This is what happens when you're friends with the people that you work with.
It's
that
like,
you just
we just go
every
off.
Tangent.
Okay. Finish the story, then we'll talk about favorite cereals.
Yep.
Where was I at?
She drank a lot of tea.
I remember there was a night where I was eating a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, and they were like, "You eat that?" I was like, "Yeah, I just want some cereal." And they're like, "Wow, that's like so much sugar." And I was like,
"Oh my god!"
It's not.
Were
funny.
They
sorry,
were they
I'm
like
drunk.
A
re-
no? But were they the same
it
age
was just
as
different.
You were? Same age as you, or were they a little bit older?
They were this. There were some younger and some older.
Okay,
never too much older because the modeling niche typically of like the model apartment I was in was like 16, 17 to like 22.
Oh, so there's 16-year-olds in there.
There was a 17. Well, I mean, I was 17. There was a 17. Yeah. There was another 17-year-old. There was like a 19-year-old in there. And also, girls go in and out. It's not like you have like a secured place of six. There's you get in there and there's six, and then one goes over here and one goes over there, and they're all, it's just in and out. So you're getting, it's like, I'm trying to, what can I compare it to? It's just like the most unstable type of household. And then there's like one bathroom, typically.
And
like
everyone's sharing it.
All the girls are
and
sharing.
And everyone's a
and
model.
A lot of the girls smoke cigarettes. A lot of the girls, like we're all sharing one kitchen, one fridge. Everyone has their own snacks, their own foods. And we're all trying to like, just
cigs.
Properly make this.
Yeah, did you ever get into the cigs or no?
No, I tried.
Yeah, of course.
I tried.
I dabbled.
No, I definitely dabbled, but so also for me, I don't have an addictive personality at all whatsoever. I can do anything or try anything.
That's
I mean, great, I've never really tried that many things. I'm not like.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I kind of feel the same way.
Cigarettes, for example, like there was a phase where I was like smoking cigarettes and I was doing it because I was alone and I was stressed and I was. It would curb your appetite, and that's what all the girls were doing. So I tried to smoke cigarettes, and I just, like, I hated it. I hated it so much. I hate the taste, the smell, the way it makes me feel. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I just never liked it.
Yeah, I grew up with my parents, like, chain smoking constantly, and...
I don't get how people, like, really tie on to it.
I never got it because, actually, what's kind of funny is now I'm talking about my life story, but... My parents were straight up addicted to cigarettes like my whole life. And then I remember when I was in fourth grade, they went and got hypnotized to not be addicted to cigarettes
anymore.
So
that's a thing. I've heard.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
But then.
Was it real?
My mom, low key, would be smoking cigarettes on the side without telling my
dad.
She's
like, it works.
Yeah. And then literally, my dad picked her up from work one night and caught her on the side of her job smoking a cigarette.
So it worked for your dad.
Yeah, it worked for my dad. He stopped, caught her on the side smoking cigarettes with her like coworkers. And I remember it was the biggest fight ever when they got home. It was like, we paid this amount of money to get hypnotized and you just went back and started smoking cigarettes. My mom is still addicted to cigarettes. My dad has two jewels.
We spoke to your mom a second ago. Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you. You shared such kind words.
She's the best.
She's going to cry
she's
at that
so
statement.
Sweet.
She's an absolute
hey,
angel,
Mom.
No joke. But
she's an angel.
Now my dad, he has two Juuls like at once. So he doesn't smoke cigarettes, but he's on the Juul thing. Yeah, and me, my brother and sister, none of us smoke cigarettes. I've smoked cigarettes a lot of times in my life.
A few times, more than I should.
But I've never been addicted to it. I've never craved it.
Never, ever.
And so I always find it like, whoa, people really crave that nicotine or whatever it is that's in it.
It's like, just a... I can't really speak for that addictive side that people go through. I think it's just like alcohol addiction, drug addiction, pill addiction, whatever it may be.
Sex addiction?
There's so many addictions.
Sex? Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Porn?
Yeah.
I just read something today about... Oh, man.
You seem like you're like... It's a big...
No,
thing
no.
Sad
was, right?
You
sad? No,
you was like sad about it.
I saw it and I'm going to forget. Who's the guy? Big muscles.
That could be
Dan Bilzerian?
No.
Dan Bilzerian?
No, well, you gotta help me out on this.
Out of all people.
You said porn addiction and porn big addiction muscles. I was like, muscles, I'm sorry, Dan pardon Bilzerian. Me.
He's in White Chicks. He can make his
Terry Richards. Terry Rhodes.
Terry Owens.
No. Terrell Owens.
Terry Crews.
Right. Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Go away.
Jokes on trivia.
Terry Crews. He had a porn addiction. There's an article out today about how
this
that was
a big story.
Yeah, that I saw it was like Terry Crews.
This podcast has nothing to do with
porn addiction, and it was like a hard time between him and his wife. I saw the headline. That's all. That's
Josie, I'm so happy you came and we talked about Terry Crews.
Listen,
porn
I would
addiction.
Much rather point the finger at other people than at me today. So keep
oh,
going.
Oh man. Anyway,
no, we're
Terry
keep
Crews
talking about
porn
you,
addiction.
Course,
I saw it. Yeah.
And Terry Crews has a porn addiction, and we're gonna pray for him and hope that he
could be worse.
I feel like you could be addicted to worse things.
You could be addicted to fucking crack, bro.
Right, exactly.
Like heroin. That's got to be worse.
That's way worse. And also,
I've never tried.
No,
I
know, but like, if he like is in a relationship or he's married or whatever it is, obviously that's hard for that person.
Question:
his wife.
I'm interviewing you now.
Okay, hit us.
If your boyfriend, if you had a boyfriend of a couple years and he often resorted to porn or just watched porn in general, would you be okay with that? So if you saw on his tab that he had like Pornhub or whatever open all the time.
So this is something we actually talked about on my other podcast recently because it was the P episode. We do the alphabet and we talked about porn and we talked about like girlfriends getting mad at guys watching porn or how you feel about it. For me, I don't think that I can get mad at my boyfriend for watching porn because I sometimes dabble in watching porn.
You even in a relationship, I mean? You still watch it.
Yeah.
I feel like no judgment here. This is no judgment circle, even though it's going on YouTube.
Josie's like, are you joking?
Like, damn.
But I have to say that I already openly know. Noah, you have your mic on or no?
No,
he doesn't have his mic on. But Noah,
we need your mic.
He sat there in this whole podcast where I said way worse shit than this, like just talking about like the types of porn that girls watch in general. Girls watch lesbian porn more than like.
Thank God. Okay, I thought I was alone. I thought I was like.
You thought
maybe
you were low-key
like,
lesbian? Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Why does it turn me on? It's lesbian porn.
Exactly.
It's,
there's actually a science to
hot.
It because I looked into it.
I think it's because girls know how to turn girls on. We know the spots of our own body. So when I see a girl doing it to the girl, I'm like, oh, she's got it.
Yeah.
She knows.
And because they're catering to the female body part. So it's like when you see something happening to. A vagina lovingly.
Oh, lovingly. Just caressing.
No,
just so
think,
lovingly, caringly.
Don't you think like straight porn is just like.
Yeah, I'm just
they're
like,
just
ew,
like,
I don't
fucking.
Want to see.
Like,
and the way the guy treats the woman typically is not, like porn wise, is like not in the respect of what I'd want to see or what turns you on. Sometimes I like watch straight porn. I watch like fantasy scenes of like the schoolgirl one or like the masseuse or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like.
It's catered for the guy.
Fucking this girl up.
No, it's 100% catered for the guy. So I think that's why a lot of girls will say they watch lesbian porn because the girl is like caring about the girl. But on the topic of caring about your boyfriend watching porn, I feel like it's something that I have to accept. Like if I'm not like I'm away this whole week, is he not gonna jerk off? Like, you know what I mean?
Fair enough. Fair enough. If there's times where you're gone and you're away, but also then like send a little.
Yeah.
No, of course. Of course.
I used to get upset with it when I was younger. I mean, now I've obviously had a couple of relationships and there was one relationship where it like really pissed me the fuck off. And I was like, you're watching another girl and her body and her pleasure and her getting like all worked up and fucked.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, and I was like, I'm not upset. I mean, I just wasn't obsessed with the idea. And I'd be like, you're doing this all the time. Meanwhile, like, I'm definitely putting out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just kind of like bothered me. But then also like growing up and the older I got, I was just like, do your thing.
Okay. Well, that's kind of how I was. I think it's an age thing. I care.
It has to be. It is. I think it's security matters too. A lot more when you're younger and it becomes like a insecurity about yourself. You're like, oh my God, like what am I doing? Like, what am I not giving him that he has to like resort to that?
Or but is that's he picturing like just, something else when he sees me? Yeah, like
that's just That's just not the deal, like, at all. Like, it's just so much more of, like...
They just want to get off quickly, and that's
Like, it's just a vessel.
It's not personal.
Yeah.
No. And I used to be like, just, oh, my God, it's kind of personal.
Right, you take
like,
it personally, and it's just not personal at all.
Yeah. Well, I want to be the only one who turns someone on. Like, if we're together and we're in love, I'm just like, you should look at me and look at pictures of me or whatever. If you need a nude, we've been dating for, like, X amount. You know, we're secure. Yeah, like,
I got you.
Right.
Yes.
I got you.
Look,
trust me.
As long as he can still, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, he could be watching all the porn in the world. And then if you, like, as long as he can still get it up for you, like, that's the only place where it's a problem. If you're like, oh my God, my boyfriend watches so much porn. And then, like, when I try and have sex with him, he, like, he, you know, can't perform. Then it's like, okay, that's a problem.
That's what I think it is. And I think that's something, like, like, when I was, like, 19, I think I definitely had the same thing as you being like, oh, you're like watching all these other women and I'm not good enough for you.
Weird.
But also we'd still have sex all the time and like whatever. And then I think it was like I would text you about it and text like my older friends and they would just tell me about they'd be like, Rhea, like it is what it is. Yeah. You know, my older sister, she'd be like, you just, you know, gotta
like, look,
accept
as long,
it.
Like as some long guys as do, your sex life don't. Personally yeah. between the two of you is still great, then like it's okay.
Yeah, if it's not, and then they're doing that, it's like, who's really to blame here?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, can't point fingers.
How did we end up talking
about
this?
I don't even know.
I was like, I'm asking you guys.
I don't even know.
Porn addiction, Terry Crews.
Oh, Terry Crews has a porn addiction.
And I was like, and it came up to my mind, so I figured, I don't know. That was something I struggled with, honestly, and I was like, I really didn't like the fact that my ex or my boyfriend at the time was watching porn and like getting off to like some other girl. I was like, it felt like cheating to me. And maybe I just like was young and a bit uneducated and just insecure. Maybe
I think
it bothers me. We would fight.
Everyone,
you would get in a massive fight.
I think every girl has that moment.
I would get so upset.
Exactly.
I would fucking flip.
Okay. Yeah,
but
you're
anyways,
good at that. You're good at
on to bigger
like,
and better things. Because now we're adults, and you know we don't care.
You live and you learn. You live and you learn. But I wanted to mention, obviously, you know, Rough and Rowdy. Your dad fought Rough and Rowdy. It was a whole thing, and you know we're not going to get too much into it. But I do remember I was tweeting about the fight. And I said it in my head, I was like, I don't want to upset Josie. I was like, I really
know,
don't.
We're friends.
No, I know. I was like, I don't want to upset Josie. And you tweeted something. You were like, please, I don't want to be involved in this. And, you know, people say fucked up shit online. But there was
one. You saw my tweets. I like, well, after my dad lost, I like got ripped to shreds. Because I feel like everyone loves to go after a close soft spot of the person who's being attacked. And that was me. There's no other soft spot in the world besides me to my dad. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was just easy for the trolls
it's
on Twitter.
It's also Barstool demographic.
And you're in the spotlight. You're in the spotlight and like, you know, it's just
it was
an
inevitable.
Easy way to be
but
like,
it,
oh my
it,
God,
it literally,
he has a super hot daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But your tweets, I felt for you. I was like, damn, this is sad. I hope she doesn't get mad at me for my tweets. Like, obviously rooting for the person that works at Barstool just because he works at Barstool, whatever.
Billy.
But I think,
Billy. Name, right?
I think the funny thing that came out of it, if we can take anything away from it, was Frank the Tank. If you follow Barstool, you know Frank the Tank. He tweeted out this picture, photoshopped, of him and you. And it went, like, viral on Twitter. I'm gonna show you it. There you guys are.
Mom, again.
I know.
You told her
no,
we
that's
were
a
busy.
Screenshot.
You told her.
That's a screenshot of when she was calling her earlier.
Mom, you know we're busy right now.
So I will put it in. I don't know if you can zoom
in
on the camera.
Yeah.
But
great.
Frank the Tank, he thought he had a shot with you. Thoughts?
So this is where I stand with people who like to talk over the internet in general. I know that people do it for clickbait, for profit, for sales, for attention, for whatever it may be. And I just don't do it. And I understand that he's making controversy for Barstool to maybe sell more tickets or whatever, which ended up making my dad more money. So who really lost here? Because my dad made like over $1 million off this fight because y'all fucking boosted it up so much.
No, man.
Truly, Frank,
that
thank you for
correct.
The money. Thanks, Frank.
That
you paid my dad.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I don't know. I just think it's tacky. I think people who go above and beyond on the internet to for attention and for sales is morally weird, and it's just not how I stand as a human. And maybe that's because I was raised in this light a bit and raised within this fame, spotlight, family with attention on me. So everything I do is just like I would never like Photoshop a picture of someone just to gain
like traction
on something, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, anything in that world. I'm just not like that. But I think everyone's demographic is respectable, and I think Barstool's demographic is very interesting, and I think Frank doing that was hilarious. I never take it personally. I ever think it's serious, because I know it's not coming from a malicious place. At least I like to think that.
No, it's definitely
they're
not
thinking. I would hope they're not thinking too hard about it.
Everyone's thinking about themselves and like, oh, how can I do something funny?
How can I make somebody laugh? Exactly. How can I get
How can we make more sales, sell more tickets? So yeah, I don't take it personally. I just like, I think I responded.
Yeah,
I
think you said
I was
ironic.
Like, I'm honored.
And
truly.
Just to put it like Frank, which is a pun like, on Frank the Tank, which I didn't mean to do, but it came out. The The visual of you with Frank the Tank is just like, obviously people are going to laugh at that.
No, I think it's funny. You know what I mean? I think it's funny, and I think it's you know, we're building up to a fight that's going to make everything more successful than it was initially. So
right,
and I think taking it lightly is a good place to stand. And I don't ever take it personally, and it is what it is.
Yeah,
and I think I'm just like inevitably, what am I gonna do? Oh my god, how could you? How dare you? Like, no, I'm gonna be like, oh my god, like funny, good one. Like, you're so clever. Great edit.
Right, great Photoshop skills.
What am I gonna do? Yeah. Fucking take it.
And
know?
At the end of the day, your dad lost, but he also won, like you said, the money. So it's like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. My dad does his own thing. He's in his own world, does his own thing, tweets his own stuff. But yeah, no, I think he made good money off it. And, you know, I know that he actually genuinely has had a lot of injuries in his life and a lot of pain and a lot of like physical suffering. And for him to even take a fight at this age and this time is commendable. So, yeah. And he made money off it, which is something that he needed.
I saw your Instagram story and you were like, you were proud of him. And I thought that was sweet.
I'm always proud of him. And like, regardless of our relationship and like how things go down between us personally behind the scenes, I hit the mic.
You're good.
Mid like serious moment, I'm like, yeah, I know. I love him. Like, you have one dad, you have one mom, and you have, you know, just as much as things get tough between us personally, I will always respect what he does and be there for him as a daughter, family member, whatever.
Of course. And that's a great way to look at it, honestly. I feel like,
I mean, what else do? You sit around, you bitch and you mope and you hold regret in your heart. Like, I would never ever want to sit around and just like be bitter and be upset. Sure. And I think I learned that from seeing him be so bitter from his past with baseball and just work related type situations. And yeah, I don't know, it's all good at the end of the day. It's okay. I'm gonna be okay.
You are like such a positive person, and not the annoying positive person. Like, I feel like there's like toxic positivity where people
like rainbows
are just
sunshine.
They wake up and they're like post on their Instagram story and they're like, every day is a beautiful day, and it's like that's not true.
No,
that's not true at all. But I like your outlook on your family and your life and just not really holding grudges, because there's a lot of people who have a lot of family issues that don't end up fucking with their family anymore because they're like, I'm gonna cut them out. But for you, it works.
Yeah, I mean, there have been times where you know, separate yourself from family members because selfishly you need to give yourself what you deserve. Yeah. And I think it's unfair to put yourself through more than what you deserve. And you can't let someone continue a certain behavior because they need to learn that the behavior at a certain point is not okay. And typically the way you show them that it's not okay is by putting your foot down and disconnecting. So there have been times where I've had to disconnect from family members to show them that this is not acceptable and it's not okay. And I hope we grow from this, and I will always love you. And I will, if God forbid anything happens, I'm there for you and I love you. But you have to have respect for one another. It has to be reciprocated. It has to be loving and unconditional and kind. So I try. Definitely. It's tough, but I try. And like, you know, like I said, one mom, one dad.
Yeah.
I'm only child too. Yeah, so I'm definitely. Like,
yeah,
I love them.
That's another thing, being an only child. You make it work though. Let's get into something fun. We have a game we want to play, Never Have I Ever. Ooh. And
oh my god, no, wait, I have to pee.
Yeah, wait, should we?
Yeah. Okay, ring it high and pee.
Okay, we're back.
We're here. Yeah.
Can we had a little fun.
No, I'm going to tell the world because I don't want to seem like an idiot all of a sudden. We're high.
Yeah, there you go. We'll just get it out in the
Rhea,
open.
Rhea, we went out for a smoke break. We smoked a blunt.
Yeah.
And now we're going to play Never Have I Ever.
I've always wanted to say that I went out on a smoke break.
You know but what not I mean? For cigarettes because no, we don't no. like them.
Yeah, we already
like we
about
said.
That. But like being oh, like, oh, I'm just heading out for a smoke break at the office.
Yep.
You know, like at people at work.
Now we're high.
BRB.
All right. Never
I'm
have
nervous.
I ever. Let's okay. play it.
No, it's fun. It's not like crazy. Okay, ready? This is the first one. Never have I ever ran into my ex-partner while on a date with someone else. I actually have.
I have two.
You guys oh, have?
God. Yeah.
I'm so jealous yeah. of that. That seems like such a little thrill.
It was awful. Terrible. I panicked because hated I like, it. At the time I was like just kind of like seeing the new person, hanging out with them. And I still definitely talked / loved that last person.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. And I was so caught off guard and I ran into them.
Mine was in a restaurant. It's like you just like we're making weird eye contact the whole time.
It's the worst. Especially if there's any feelings involved in either yeah. end. Like and it's just.
Can I ask you guys? Did you think about that person the entire time you were on the date with somebody
no.
else? At the same exact time, she goes, fuck no. Yes.
Absolutely no. Not even close.
I would have been like,
because I like the other, I like the new time. Person. I like the new person.
I like the new person too, but I was worried about the old person the whole time.
That's oh, to be fair, I was worried about seeing them again, if that makes sense.
That's cute. Okay. Never have I ever kissed underwater. That's cute.
I've kissed underwater. Yeah.
I just everyone drowned just a little.
I also
like choke. Jesus.
Keep no, in I'm mind, just... I'm gonna give you a visual. I have to plug my nose when I swim.
So oh, if I kiss you underwater, too. I'm like, both of you plugging your noses and going underwater seems
yeah,
like how
it's
would
like
you
not
even...
a good picture at all.
No,
like definitely not something.
It also
to show
seems
at the
like
wedding.
You get in the way. Your no whole thing.
Okay. You gotta like get it up nice.
It's awful.
France,
oh, okay.
France all right,
ready?
Risque.
Ready?
Yeah.
No, we like the. I mean,
never have I ever faked a phone call to get out of a bad date.
I actually never have done that.
I don't know if I had the balls to actually like lie.
I've never been on a date.
Okay, that's a reach. Stop. You've been on a date. You never. Rhea gets high. She's like, I've never met a man before.
But no, but like she.
What do you? You've never gone to dinner with someone? Even like.
But
what?
Think no. But think of well. Okay, let's play this back. I've been dating my boyfriend since I was 19. Yeah. I guess I went on a date with him.
Yeah.
Before we started dating.
100%.
But I feel like I never, well, I guess I, you know, the movies, but that's not a real date. That's when you're too young to go to dinner.
Have you been on a fucking date or not?
I think I have. I think that was
100% been on a date. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Hank
you have been
Hank
on a date.
Would be so mad
yeah, like,
if
what?
I said I've never been on a date. I've been on.
Everyone's going to come at Hank's neck.
I go on
a
date every week.
Yes, you actually do. Okay.
So what was the question?
Never have I ever faked a phone call to get out of a bad date.
Okay, no.
I've never done that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever told a friend to break up with their partner.
All yes. the time.
I had one initial person and partnership come to mind, and it was just like, yeah, no. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Because they're blinded by it. A lot of my friends have been like, what are you doing? You don't
That's
see
always
it.
A
what
conversation too. People are always like, "Ooh, like when you don't like your friend, significant other, do you say something or do you just like hold it back?" I always say something.
Always.
I don't say it until it's to a point where it's
like
so
bad.
Unfair to the girl or my best friend.
It's so obvious that it needs.
It's like disrespect. Yeah. It's like embarrassing at that point. Then you're like, "Listen,
right?" Yeah, and everybody's talking about it.
Never have cool. I ever been friend zoned.
Yes.
Is it just going to be me? Oh, you
no,
two
wait,
fucking
me,
hot
me,
bitches.
You're
okay.
doing it so fast. Give me a second to
no,
think.
No, I'm just thinking.
Am I screaming?
No.
I'm screaming.
I keep turning down the mic when I get close.
If you have to ask if you're screaming, meanwhile, Fran and I scream all the time.
Okay, I scream so bad. I got so mad at my boyfriend the other weekend because we met with new people. No, I'm just, we met with new people and we were walking home.
What does
home.
That mean you met with new people? You and your boyfriend?
No, me and my boyfriend met with
the swingers.
No, we just moved.
We made another couple, couple friends.
We just moved and we were meeting with the owners of the apartment we moved into. Okay. It's a condo. So we were meeting with them.
This is some amazing new friends.
And every podcast we talk about this apartment.
I know. I had to slip it in there. But anyway, they had some wine for us. We were having a nice time. And my whole family, everybody jokes. I have one sip of alcohol. I start screaming.
Okay, I've been told the same thing. And when I'm drunk, I get like really loud and
oh god, we were walking home and he was like, he looked at me and was like, "Fran, like I, like you know, I gotta tell you, you just gotta be careful with the yelling. Like you were yelling.
I can't
at
wait
these
to
guys.
Get drunk at Nobu in
and,
20 minutes.
And me, I
literally
no, I'm dead serious. Like I got so mad and he was like, you need. And then he was like, you need to stop getting mad at me for like not serious things. Because I was like, what do you mean I yell at Ben?
What do you mean?
I start yelling. He was like, Fran, you were talking very loudly to these very nice people. And I was like, I don't notice in the moment. I can't control it. So
yeah,
because
fuck overthinking what you're doing.
Anyway,
although I did come in here
overthinking.
All right, let's get real. Neither of you have been friend zoned ever.
If you give me a second to think about it,
I just feel like here's the thing.
Unbelievable.
I feel like anybody. No, this is gonna sound.
This is gonna sound
so fucked up. I don't even want to say it.
To be honest,
I may have to cut it out after. You have to tell me
Josie's
how
too hot. To
how
friend zone.
How conceited
but I guess so
this
are you
is.
Now.
What?
No, I was gonna say.
Who are you now?
What? This is super conceited, and so we'll cut it out if you guys think it sounds too conceited. I have
Spit
never
truth, girl.
Been like if I wanted to hook up with somebody, it happened.
Like sex
must be nice.
I honestly, yes, but I also haven't had sex with many, like a lot of people. I've made out with so many more people than I've like had sex with.
Oh, of course, as you should.
And so when I mean like, when I'm thinking
like cooch everywhere.
If I want to like, like if I wanted to make out with somebody, it was happening. That sounds fucked up.
I feel you. It's rare that I do want to hit that, especially when I'm out drunk and doing my thing, like. Once in a blue moon, I'll be like, oh, I'll see him from across the room. I'll be like, it's a target for tonight. but rarely do I ever actually do it because like then I like get closer to the situation. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, it's just you not, know, like, it's not as
and
enjoyable.
I would just much rather not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Never.
Fran didn't like any of those.
I've been friend zoned brutally in college, but okay.
That's fair.
College is the appropriate time.
But
though.
If you were really close friends.
No, he was one of my, he was one of my very close friends, but.
So maybe you guys, I feel like maybe if you, I've never tried to like hook up with one of my really close friends. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm not getting friend zoned because I'm not trying to hook up with like my friends.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, next question.
Next question.
I wanted to hook up with them before we were friends, but then we became friends and.
I know, I was like, that doesn't apply to everyone.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Tell us the story.
No. Okay, never have I ever had a crush on a fictional character.
Oh my God. Does that mean like an actor, like Chuck Miles?
Yeah, like a fake character, yeah.
Okay,
a cartoon character, Danny Phantom.
Okay, well, I didn't go cartoon character. I said fictional character.
I didn't have good Danny Phantom.
My first thought was like John B. Like I wasn't going like
John B. Of course, but Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom.
If we're going cartoon,
I'm trying to think.
Interesting.
I think Chuck Bass is my like.
Yeah.
Wait, Chuck you know Bass. A really funny story? I'm gonna spill tea
Nathan.
Right now. I don't know if we're gonna. Can you approve it by me before we use it? We're gonna be using it. So I met Ed Westwick, with mutual friends out and about, whatever. And we were just out, you know, hanging out, partying, doing our thing, drinking, have a couple drinks. And we went back to an after party or a place where we were around a small table. And I was like, can you please be Chuck Bass for a second?
You told him to get into character.
Kid you not. I was like, pretend I'm Blair.
Stop. And did he
we
say?
We were at a point.
What did he say?
You
were fucking role-playing, but he was like, I don't role-play.
No, I was just like, I don't know. We were just drunk and having fun, whatever. Yes, I was like, can you please for a second, like, just for my, like, childhood and the nostalgia that
I would have asked
moment,
the same
can
thing.
Can you please be Chuck Bass for a second? And he was like, I think he maybe did it for, like, a second. Also, we were like, keep in mind, not in our
right
mind.
Right, he's also British in real life, so, like, he can very much, like, turn on the Chuck Bass and turn
weird.
It off.
Yeah. So I can say that 100% Francesca Mariano would, drunk screaming, ask Chuck Bass to get into character at Chuck
100%.
Bass. 100%.
I think I've actually had more crushes on fictional characters than I have real life people.
When we were with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God, I saw you guys tweeting about them. Like,
Fran was...
Didn't they follow? Did,
okay,
did we interview
you
or something?
No, but Fran was telling them things. I was like, Fran!
Loose lips. I had a couple drinks. And when I have a couple drinks, I can't shut the fuck up.
We need to get her.
It's not only like,
drink up.
It's like, have a couple drinks and then put me with the man that I, was obsessed with for Nick? Decades. Like Nick.
Me too.
That was my pick. Just, like, she'll fight you on the spot. Don't even act like you like Nick more than Fran.
The fact that I was even able to form words was impressive. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Wait, what was it? You met them?
Yes, they came on our show.
Did an interview. We toured the Coors Brewery with them. Cheers to Coors.
We did cheers them, but we toured the Coors Brewery with them in Denver, and then they came on our podcast afterwards. We also saw them play at Penn State, and then we all went to a bar at Penn State together after.
How did this all happen?
Well, one, I'm obsessed with them, and I told our talent booker that I would literally die to have them on the show. It actually all started with Barstool had a Best Bar college tournament. I'm going to do this spiel in 2 seconds.
Everybody's listening is like, we've heard this a million times.
Okay. All right. So Best Bar competition, it was like March Madness tournament. You vote for colleges and their best bars. Penn State has one called Champs. Best Bar. Yes. Okay. Shout out Champs. We love Champs. Champs, the man who runs Champs. Champs is a bar at Penn State. Is like childhood best friends with John Taylor, who is the Jonas Brothers. Like, he was their guitarist, and then he's on their management team. And so, all of a sudden, Joe Jonas started tweeting about Champs and using like hashtag Barstool Best Bar. Like, and we were like, why is Joe Jonas involved in this? Like, what's happening? Yeah. And so we got involved, being like, well, if Joe Jonas wants Champs to win, we want Champs to win. So the guys at Champs reached out to us and said, hey, come when the Jonas Brothers are playing at Penn State. We had great tickets. We went back to Champs after. They came back with us. We had drinks. We chatted. We met their manager, and we said we would really love to have them come on our show. Wow. How do we make that work?
Now having drinks.
It was good networking. And then their manager, you know, reached out to our talent booker and said, hey, the Jonas Brothers are going to do this limited edition bottle of Coors Light. They're going to be out in Denver. Wow. We can announce it with the girls. If you want to send Rhea and Fran out to Denver, we'll hang out at Coors. You can do the interview, and we'll announce like that they're doing this beer. And it worked because Coors was also a sponsor
of
our show.
That's the only way I ever heard of it was through you guys. So you guys are
exactly crushing it. Yep. So it was there you go. Through us. And we were like, wow, this is perfect. They're a sponsor for us, and they love Coors. And it was just a match made in heaven.
A beautiful, beautiful love story between us and the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
All right, let's do...
Okay, I'm going to do one more.
Two more,
okay,
quickly.
Well, okay. Okay, hold on. Oh, some of these are like...
Get some good ones. I saw the stupid one that was up.
No,
was
I know. Like, I've never looked
under the stars. It's like...
What?
Ooh, it's supposed to be like... Never have I ever dated someone 10 years older than me.
Are you trying to shoot at me personally, Fran?
Just say it to my face.
I think she was.
I was.
Say it to her face right now.
Take a drink. We know.
Ten's the cap.
Yes.
Is it, though?
For me, personally.
Is it the cap? I mean, I feel like age truly, truly is a number. And granted, there's only so much connection that can be built, like true, genuine connection. But I've heard so many stories that are like girls dating like way older.
85-year-olds dating the 20-year-olds.
Like really up there. Yeah, but they happen to be billionaires majority of the time. So I'm just like,
right.
It's really happening here.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Okay, well, she should take a sip of that. Okay, never have I ever, I just skipped it. Now I got to remember what it said. Oh, called a partner the wrong name. No, I've actually never done that.
No.
What if you didn't remember what that partner's name was? What? A full-on partner?
No.
Not full-on partner, but like...
Somebody just...
At some point, like one of the first couple times that you were like hanging out with them, hooking up with them, whatever. And you
went to say their name and it wouldn't come out?
No, my friend knocked on the door to make sure I was okay or that we were like good, whatever. And I was like, what's his name again?
Oh, no. No.
It was Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Well, at least you guys
it
had
was
a really...
It was the beginning stages. We ended at least you guys had a long, like great relationship after that.
No, incredible. But that was just like... Does that count? Maybe cut that.
We can end on that note. I like ending on that note.
She's like, I'm starving.
Yeah, no, Fran's like, please, can we go eat?
No.
What are you pausing on?
Oh no, I was looking to see what else was on there, and I
nothing good.
Yeah, I think those were good ones.
Yeah. Well, Josie, we're not going to cut that out because now we have to keep that as our last one. Sorry.
I was drunk.
I'll do one more.
I was drunk.
Okay, we'll do one more.
I could do this all day. The game stuff, I'm like,
I know. It's like we gotta eat. We haven't eaten all day.
No, we need.
Never have I ever dated someone twice.
Oh.
Like, relationship,
breakup, then date them again.
Okay, but, like, how long is a breakup? Like, a real breakup? Like, a year?
A real breakup.
Like, a year. Like, you break up for,
yeah,
like, a
year.
Yeah,
we're going to label that a year. No.
Never, no. I mean, we've dabbled with the idea, but it never, yeah, ever, like, it... What?
I actually...
What, Rhea? What now? What?
I don't even know. I just,
no, I tried
the word,
like,
dabble, we've said it a trillion times. Yeah,
it's just appropriate.
It's appropriate for every occasion.
You're just, yep, getting your toes wet.
Oh, I'm just dabbling.
We're
with
just
my foot
dabbling
over there.
And,
yeah, exactly.
Getting,
yeah,
our toes wet.
Exactly.
Okay. No, never,
that was
like,
the end of Never Have I Ever.
That was the end of Never Have I Ever. Josie, thank you so much for coming here. Thank you for making the trip. I'm so glad this finally
making
happened.
20 yeah, minutes.
20 minutes while you were late.
It's actually 45 minutes.
Yeah, so
it actually worked out well because we were running so
we were late as well,
too.
So it worked.
It all worked.
But thank you so much for coming on. This, yeah, was a blast.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We are happy to be back in New York City soon enough. Soon enough. I won't even say it, but soon enough, everybody. Yeah. We love you. Have a great week, and we will talk to you all on Wednesday.